A lot of people talk about how much is out there, what the oil and gas reserves are, and they make the assumption that we can drill for that and add that to the jobs that we already have in coastal tourism and recreational fishing and commercial fishing. Of course, the Deepwater Horizon disaster, I think, showed a lot of people, if you put two and two together, that the two really aren't compatible. You know, there were tens of thousands of people put out of work in the Central Gulf, in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. A lot of fishermen are still sitting on the docks. Their boats aren't out there. The Royal Red shrimp season was shut down after it had begun because they found oil in the shrimp. Very sad thing, but it's still there. So you can't add those jobs. And I thought it was very interesting that Governor-elect Scott, Senator-elect Marco Rubio, our Senate president of the state legislature, Mike Haradopoulos, all came out and said that this was a job-killing move by the president. Whereas what we know from our experience, our sad experience this year, is that actually we've got plenty of jobs that are at risk. And so what this report tells us is exactly how many jobs do we have in Florida and all over America in tourism and fishing, and the jobs also in coastal real estate, what that's worth to our economy, and how does that compare with the oil and gas reserves?
What was your methodology in conducting this study?
Well, we really basically used government statistics. We used all the reports. We know, for instance, that Florida has America's largest recreational fishing industry, something we're very proud of as an industry that we should protect. And this puts a number on that. Just how much is that worth? Okay. We have a large commercial fishing industry. And of course, we know we have a big tourism industry. People come from all over the world to visit what has been recognized as some of America's best beaches right here in the Tampa Bay area. And that's how we make money here in Florida. And the great thing about this situation right now is we now know that the things that the American Petroleum Institute was telling Floridians all over the place a couple of years ago, that you can have your cake and eat it too, is really not true. It's an either-or proposition. And if you're going to choose one, the numbers show that you should choose to keep what you've already got.
Are you concerned that some on the right and pro-oil industry people might be skeptical of the results of this study because it came from a collaboration between two environmental organizations?
Well, we cite everything that we state here. It's not the opinion of the Sierra Club and Environment Florida. It's the government statistics. And when you say right and left, those terms really are meaningless here. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or Democrat. Bill Young, Republicans, represented Pinellas County for a long time. Kathy Castor, Democrat, represents Tampa and part of St. Pete. They don't differ on this. Everybody is together. All the Republicans and Democrats who represent us in the state legislature from these areas are against this. The Hillsborough County Commission voted unanimously this year to ask the president to do what he did last week and keep drilling far away from our shores. We are currently protected by federal law that says you can't drill within 234 miles of Tampa Bay. Now, the Deepwater Horizon situation showed us maybe that wasn't close enough. Maybe that's not far enough out. You know, maybe 300 miles should be the limit, but we're not going to drill any closer than that. And that's not an issue with people on the coastline who know how important this is for us economically. The reason the Sierra Club and the Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber of Commerce, whose president will be there with us tomorrow morning, can stand together is that the environment and the economy are one and the same. There's no conflict. If you protect our environment, you protect our economy, and vice versa.
That kind of leads into my next question, which is the real estate industry and several other industries that may not have always been on the side of the environment. Traditionally, you know, you have developers and such. They're all sort of lining up, you know, to support a ban on offshore drilling. How has it been to work with groups with which you have previously not been aligned on other issues?
It's really a lot of fun. You know, when you can recognize that as Floridians, we may disagree on some issues, but by golly, on something that really matters the most, how we make a living here and what makes Florida special and why we live here, We absolutely see eye to eye. And Democrats and Republicans and Chamber of Commerce and environmental groups, there is no conflict. There is no difference of opinion. Things that my friends in the chamber and Bill Young and people like that say, it's like, well, I could have said that.